Hey, welcome back to another episode of Emma's Diary. I was just looking at this audition I got in, and I wanted to share it with you. Now, first of all, this always goes through my head whenever I get an audition in, and that is, what's the fucking point of anything? And the reason is because it's like, everything is about social media right now, so what are we doing? But I get, performers get so, especially comedians that I'm around are like, oh my God, everything's on social media, like it used to be at your jokes. And it's like, yeah, well, how do you think the dermatologists feel? I mean, truly, how do you think the dermatologists feel? You've got dermatologists that have to be on TikTok. I don't know if they have to be. I don't know if that's like a mandatory requirement. Like, don't you step foot in this freaking hospital, Dr. Schneider, until you show us what you can do in 9 seconds or less. But there's a lot of dermatologists, lawyers, they don't have to be on TikTok, but it's like, these people went to medical school. Now they're out here, like, that's how they have to get their info across? Because people are like, yeah, I'm not going to listen to the credentials. I want to see you do it in 9 seconds or less. 9 seconds or less to get some notoriety. Publish an article? No. How well can you deliver information to do it to it? The former hit song by the one-hit artist Nivea, who went on to have a baby with Lil Wayne. How well can you deliver dermatological info to that song and not even all of it, 9 seconds or less? Ready, dance, and point at the screen. It's tough. Or maybe people love doing it, but it is overwhelming. I don't think our brains are made to take in this much information all the time. Could you imagine life without social media? Better or worse? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I think it's really tricky, but it's here and it's not going anywhere until we all go somewhere up in the sky. Poof. Do you think that'll happen in this lifetime? I don't know. I think there's a few more rounds before it all goes up in smoke or however it's going to go up, which is actually something I find freeing. But anyway, I digressed. So I get this audition in and I have a great manager now. I really like the guy. He's awesome. I trust him. So he sends me an email. He goes, hey, you have ADHD. I was like, is this a joke? He's like, you have ADHD. He goes, you know, that means you're neurodivergent. I was like, yeah. And he's like, so there's this audition. They want the actor to be autistic. I was pointing out that because you have ADHD, you're not autistic. But, you know, which I appreciate that he has to point that out. You're not autistic, but you could... You're neurodivergent because they said in it that they want people who are neurodivergent to go for the part. Now, interestingly, they want an autistic actor. The character doesn't need to be autistic, but they want an autistic actor. Now, that's interesting to me. Can an autistic actor play a non-autistic person? I mean, I feel like an asshole asking that question, but if I had, you know, if I had a stutter and you said, okay, but when you act, play someone who doesn't have a stutter, I'd be like, well, motherfucker. I'm not making fun of people with a stutter right now, to be explicitly clear. I'm just saying, you know, that's the reality of it. I'd be like, I can't turn it off or on. Otherwise I'd turn it off most of the time. Dip fuck. If I had a stutter, and if you have a stutter and you're listening, please let me know if this was wrong to say. I don't want to be inconsiderate about that at all. But if I had a stutter, I'll tell you right now, I'd make sure to extra stutter when I was cursing someone out. Like, I'd be like, and I've kind of noticed some do that sometimes. Is this, tell me if you're in the community. Is this something that's on purpose when you're like, well, fuck you. You know, you notice that where they catch a little snag, get a little hook on the fuh. You're a goddamn moron. You're like, Jesus. Do I get to say you're an asshole because you just said moron like 57 times? I had to implant that in my brain right here and you get it out? Or did you just get the count of saying moron once? You called me a moron 57 times. No, I said it once. Well, that's a debate now. So, they want an autistic actor, but the character doesn't have to be autistic. I mean, this is the type of debate that I would love to see on TV. So I get it in, and not only is it for an autistic actor, it's for a heterosexual. Not that a gay person can't play a heterosexual, but can this level of homosexual play? My energy is very fucking gay, and which you know, truly, I'm over it. I'm over it. So it's to play a love interest of this character, and they are an understated beauty, which. I have a great jaw, but I wouldn't call myself an understated beauty. I mean, where's my fucking tooth when I need it? That's where I'm at, you know? So, I was just thinking about that, and I wanted to share it. And then I also wanted to tell you something kind of funny. So, there's this thing called Title Generator. If you're someone that ever has to come up with, like, titles for anything, Title Generator helps you come up, this is not an ad, helps you come up with clickbait titles, and this shit is ridiculous. So, you go in, you can type in any keyword, so, and then it gives you what, like, a snappy title will be about it. So I typed in holidays, right? Number one, the ideas for our titles was make your home for the holidays a reality. Two, avoid the top 10 home for holidays mistakes. Three, some people excel at home for the holidays and some don't. Which one are you? Like, these are all titles that incorporate the word you put in to then see if you want to click on it. And I've been using them on TikTok and in this just because I think it's funny, but boy, it's so ridiculous. I just wanted to share that little nugget because I found it amusing. And then also, I can't believe that they've declared another state of emergency in New York. Fuck. Okay. Have a good day.